We're continuing the Shir in Likut Halachas, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Chof Ches. Once again, this halacha is based on the 11th story in Sipurei Maaseis, the story of the prince, the Ben Melech, and the Ben Shivcha, and the son of the maidservant that got switched. And Rav Nosson Zal has entered into a discussion explaining the whole organization of the Tfilah Shachris that we daven, the Korbonos, Psukei Dezimra, Birchas Kriyashma, Shmonesrei, and he's going to show, as he does many times, how this corresponds with the story in Sipurei Maaseis. What Rabbeinu Zal is presenting there in Sipurei Maaseis, he's going to show the correspondence between the two. So far in the previous shiurim, we spoke about Korbonos, the section in Shachris, the first section, Korbonos, and Rav Nosson Zal had shown how that corresponds to the part of the story there where the true prince ends up chasing these animals. He's put in charge of animals, they wander away, and he ends up chasing them until all the way deep into the forest. He gets totally lost and he's petrified because it's a wilderness. There's all kinds of wild animals there. He has to spend the night there. And at one point he meets up with a man, and the man asks him, "What are you doing?" And he says, I'm chasing my animals. He says, "Stop chasing your sins. You're not chasing animals, you're chasing your sins." And Rav Nosson Zal gave a whole explanation regarding the fact that where do all of our sins originate from? The behemius, the behemah inside of us. And we covered that at length. And now Rav Nosson Zal is moving on to Psukei Dezimra, the next section in Shachris, and he'll show how it corresponds to part of the story there. V'zeh b'chinas Psukei Dezimra she'omrim achar parshas hakorbonos. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why Psukei Dezimra follows after Korbonos. Psukei Dezimra is the songs of David HaMelech from Tehillim. It's chapters of Tehillim that make up part of our Shachris. Mizmor Shir Chanukah, Slam Natzeich Beneginos, Mizmor L'Soido, all chapters of Tehillim. Ze Soid Bechinas Odom Hayar, this is the secret of the man of the forest, Shelokach es HaBen Melech, who took the prince who had gotten lost in this forest, v'hoylichoy lebeisoy, he brought him to his house in the forest, v'shom shoma koil hanigun haniflo shel kol hachayos v'habehemois v'oifois. And there, the Ben Melech spent the night there, and during the night he heard every single different type of animal roaring and making all noises, and he heard the birds and everything. And at first he was very, very frightened. It was all tremendously frightening to him. But then after a while, Rabbeinu Zal says, he started listening a little more careful, and he figured out that there's a song. All of these wild animals and all of these birds together are like an orchestra. And if you listen carefully, you can hear an incredible, unbelievable song like nothing you ever heard from any orchestra in the world. So there he heard this koil hanigun hanifla of all the chayos and behemos and oifos, she'osu nigun nifla lichvoid halavona, whereby all of these animals and birds and everything had composed and were singing this wondrous song in honor of the moon, which had received a new garment from the sun. We touched on this a little bit earlier. V'yacharkach, and then afterwards, when the prince was going to be leaving this Odom Hayar, nosan loize ha'odom hakli hanifla, this man of the forest gave the prince a keli, an instrument, whereby this instrument, when you put it on any animal, a domesticated animal, a non-domesticated animal, then that animal starts singing that incredible, incredible song that he had heard when he was in the forest. Ayin Shom, study the story again. We reiterate, whoever can. Whoever hasn't read the story should read it, because it'll help you appreciate a little more the Likutei Halachos here. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol zehu b'chinas p'sukei de zimra, sho'imrim achar parshas hakarbonos. Everything Rabbeinu Zal is discussing there regarding the song is related to our next section in the Tefillah of Shachris, which is called p'sukei de zimra, p'sukim of song. Sheze b'chinas koyhanim b'avedosam, u'levim l'shiram u'lezimram. And this is the kesher between the first part of the Tefillah, which is the koyhanim handling their piece. The Kohanim were the ones who organized the bringing of the sacrifices, and at the same time they were doing that, the Levim were involved in singing and playing their musical instruments. Ki'al yedei ha-korbonois mevarim ruach ha'odo me'ruach ha-behema. Because as we learned in the previous year, through the korbonois that are being brought in the Beis HaMikdash, that separates the Ruach HaOdom from the Ruach HaBehema that get mixed up as a result of our sins. When a human being, when an Odom behaves like a Behema, there becomes a mishmash. Odom and Behema get all mixed up together and it's big, big trouble. When the human being goes out and spends $500 or $2,000 to buy a sheep or a cow, wherever it is, and schleps it all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's walking alongside this cow, and he's looking at the cow, and the cow is looking at him, and he's realizing that I'm not a cow. I don't want to be a cow. I want to be a human being. What brought me here is that I forgot who I was, and I forgot my role in this world. And the person starts feeling really sorry and embarrassed over what he did, and he starts wanting to do real tshuva, and he brings this animal as a korban. That brings about a tikkun for this mix-up of Adam and Behema. And now the Odom and Behema become separated. Each one takes its rightful place. V'achar kach, tzrichin loymar shirois v'tishpochois u'psukei dezimra. And after that section, after the korbonos, we have to recite the next portion of the tefillah, which is songs and praises to Hashem. Ki ikar shleimus habirur shel ruach ha'odom meruach ha'behema. Listen to this sentence. Anyone who's a musician sees that the Torah addresses everything. And Rabbeinu Zal, when he speaks about music, speaks about it in the highest, highest possible terms. Rabbeinu Zal says that the real perfection of this birur, of this separation of man from animal, human from animal, is dependent on song and music, nigun and shir. Kemavoyer bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal bekama mekoymos, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in several different chapters in Likutei Moran. Va'ayin b'hatoyra al posuk k'chu mizimra sa'oretz beklechem. Rabbeinu Zal says, take a look especially in chapter 63 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is based on the posuk where the sons of Yaakov Avinu were about to go back down to Egypt to face off with Yosef HaTzadik. They didn't know he was Yosef HaTzadik yet. And Yaakov Avinu tells them, bring from the produce of Eretz Yisrael in your bags, in your suitcases, bring him a gift. But he uses the word Zimras Ha'oretz. And the word Zemer has several different meanings. One of the meanings is song. Bring with you from the songs of Eretz Yisrael, and that's going to help you. That's going to solve all the problems. V'alkein, and therefore, Iker Tikun Ben Hamelech. Achar Shekibel Oinche Alidea Behemois. Therefore, the main Tikun for this prince who got all messed up, remember he got involved in drinking and women, all the worst things in the world, he fell to the lowest places. His main Tikun, after going through phase one of his Tikun, which was the suffering that he went through chasing the animals, afterwards, when they wanted to be masaking him, that was when he heard that wondrous song. Vegam, and we know that the song Psuke de Zimra, which is made up of Psukim of Tehillim is a composite of all the different types of song in the world. The Gemara says that there are asara mina negina. There are 10 types of song. The Gemara mentions this in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, and the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about it. And the Gemara tells us all 10 types of song are included in the Sefer Tehillim. Tehillim was written with incredible Ruach HaKodesh by David HaMelech. I emphasize this especially now. We're in the period of time of Shevavim. We're in the last weeks of Shevavim, when everyone that realizes, that recognizes what Shevavim is, knows that this is a time for tshuva. And Rabbi Masal says, one of the things that a person should try to do during Shevavim is say Tehillim. And if the person says Tehillim, to say a little bit more Tehillim than they usually do. Because Tehillim is tops. V'gam nosan loy hakli hanal, and the man of the forest also gave that prince, that instrument, that keli, shema'oireres nigun mikol hachayois v'habehemois, whereby this song has the ability to start up a song, that incredible, incredible song, to be able to bring it from every single different type of animal when you place that instrument on the animal. Kizois hakli yeshlo ze hakoyech, this instrument has this power, shetekef kisheminichnois al eze behema, that as soon as you put this keli on any animal, miyad maschil lehizbarer, it immediately activates the tikkun of sorting out the ruach ha'odom that's found in that behema, separating it from the behema, and trying to get it back to its proper place. We mentioned in the previous year that we know the Sifrei Kabbalah show us that when people commit sins, this is exactly what happens, that the spiritual portion of a human being goes into a behemo or a chaya. The Arizal speaks about all the different reincarnations, and he shows exactly which sin causes a person to be reincarnated in a goat, in a cat, in a dog, in all the different possibilities. And by sorting out the man, the human, from the animal, that's what generates this incredible song. Ki ikar kol hanigunim heim al yidei birur ruach ha'odom mei ruach ha'behema. Because the essence of the real significance of songs and music is when it involves separating the human from the animal. Shezeu b'chinas shirois v'nigunei ha'levim b'shas ha'korbonos hanal. And this is why the Levim had to be singing and playing music specifically while the animals were being processed. While the korbonos were being done, there had to be song and music, because that plays a major role in this process of separating the human from the animal and elevating, restoring the human to its proper place. And this is why right after we do the section of korbonos in Shacharis, we move on to the second of Psukei Dezimra. That's phase two of the tikkun that we're trying to accomplish. Ki ikar shleimus habirur hu al yedei hanigun. Because the main completion of this birur, this refinement that has to take place, this sorting out of the good from the bad, the animal from the human, is dependent on nigun. Bechinas Psukei Dezimra. Interesting that we see Rabbeinu Zal addresses this in chapter 3 in Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal says that one of the things that makes a major, major difference in a person's serving Hashem or not serving Hashem is hearing song and music from a kosher source, from a proper source, versus hearing it from an improper source. And we know, in the little bit of contact that we've had growing up in the different phases of music, you know, as a kid, I remember when they first introduced the Beatles, the rock and roll, and in the United States, people went nuts. In other words, people were jumping out of their chairs. You would think that the Messiah, the Mashiach came. Not the Messiah, the Messiah's father. For the Mashiach, he wouldn't get the kind of reception. He wouldn't get anything near what the Beatles got. You know, they got a billion, you know, hundreds of thousands of people showing up, people lining up and waiting all night for a chance, a glimpse to see these guys. and people tearing their hair, people doing acting like behemoths. You know, the opposite of humanity. You know, what are we going nuts? What was so great? What was so exciting? And then you hear that this one's on this drug, and this one got divorced, and this, you know, and you hear that these supposed idols, these guys supposedly who made it to the top, that's the top? That's the top of humanity? That's the epitome of success? And you see the different phases as we're going through the two, that those who are doing, and that's the we see the Sitra Achra's version of music, when music is not connected to Hashem, or it's not connected to sorting out the human from the behemoth, then we see it leads to every kind of evil in the world. All types of bad put together, you find it in the music entertainment industry that's there. And lahavdil, the opposite, there is nothing that can inspire people, that can bring people close to Hashem, and that can take people out of dirt, out of every kind of filth in the world, like the right kind of music. We see that there are people who couldn't, you could talk to them for 1,000 hours of Musar and Torah and not get anywhere. And the person heard the right kind of song coming from the right kind of place and turned the person around completely, completely. Different examples of people, you know, and this is why Rabbein Azal speaks about this in many places, that this item of Negina is incredibly powerful on both sides, when it's used for good. And this is why this plays such an important role in Yiddishkeit. You see that 25% of Tefillah Shachris, which is the main tefillah of the day, is all about song and music. That's what. And in the Beis Hamikdash, tell this to some Jews today, they'll say they must have been all Balei Tshuva, they must have been all Kalbach freaks when they had the Beis Hamikdash. There weren't any healthy Jews, because healthy Jews don't deal in music. Healthy Jews have a Gemara and a Tos, and that's it. You don't need anything more than that. But it seems if you do your research, it was pre-Kalbach, and they still had music and song in the Beis Hamikdash, heavy duty. It was a major, major part of the operation of the Beis Hamikdash. So we see that music and song is for all Yidden, all observant Jews. Anybody who believes in Hashem, who believes in the Torah, we don't cut and paste. We don't cut any pieces out and make believe they don't exist. This is a very important part of Yiddishkeit. And Rabbein Azal put tremendous emphasis on this when it comes to Shabbos, that one of the highlights, one of the critical, important pieces of observing Shabbos is the Zmiros, the songs that are sung at the table. that's a very critical piece, and the Sifrei Kabbalah show how that corresponds to, just like Shabbos, we know out of all the penalties, the four major death penalties that are listed in the Torah, Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek. The most severe one is Skila. Skila is the worst, the top, then Sreifa, then Herek, then Chenek. So the Ariza, Sifrei Kabbalah show that those four penalties correspond to the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Sia. And because Shabbos is so high up there, that's why the death penalty for desecrating Shabbos is Skila, because Shabbos corresponds to Atzilus. And the Sifrei Kabbalah say that that's why we have singing on Shabbos. That's why there's a Lechodoidi and there's a Kelodoim, the different songs that even, again, in Shul, that it, as part of the Tefillah Mamish, we bring the music in. Because the four sections of the Torah, we mentioned this many times, the four components of the Torah, the lowest component is the letters, the next one up is the crowns on the letters, the third, next to the highest level is the vowels, and the top level in Torah is the ta'amim, the musical notes. And the ta'amim corresponds to Skila, which is Shabbos. Now, if Shabbos is Skila, then Shabbos is Tamim, it's the musical notes. Thus, the emphasis on singing on Shabbos. It's not a joke. It's not to be taken lightly. The Lechadoidi, the Shalom Aleichem, the singing at each one of the meals, including the four different meals, the Malav HaMalka, this is a critical, critical, important piece of Yiddishkeit. Paragraph Choftes, V'achar Kach, Kishekibel Zois Hakli Shel Nigun, And now, in the story over there in Sipur HaMaaseis, after the Ben Melech was given this gift by the Odom Hayar, he gave him this magical keli that you put it on any animal and it starts singing this incredible song, Shekeneged Zeh Oimrim Psukei Dezimra, which we said corresponding to that, we have the third, the second section of Shachris, which is Psukei Dezimra, Acharkach Nase Meivin Dovor Mitoch Dovor. If you follow the story further, it continues that the Ben Melech is traveling where he was told to go in a certain direction, and on the way he meets somebody, and the guy's riding on a horse, and the Ben Melech gets curious and says, "Let me try it. Let me see what a good chasen his horse is." And he puts the thing on the horse, and the horse starts singing, and the guys, everybody's amazed. This is unbelievable. So the guy on the horse says to him, "I want you to sell me that keli." He looks at him, "Are you nuts? You know, there isn't enough money in the world." He says, no, I'm going to offer you something better in exchange. He says, "What could you offer me?" He says, "I have a gift that I received from my ancestors, that I am a maven dovor mitoch dovor. I can understand something. When I hear something, I can use that to help me understand all kinds of new things." So this person offers him, "If you give me that musical, that special instrument of yours, I will give you the power to be maven dovor mitoch dovor." The Ben Melech thinks about it, and he says it's a good deal. Because he says, this is a toy. So what? I can make singing horses, big deal. So I can perform in a circus. I'll make, you know. But to be maven dovor mitoch dovor, somebody's going to give me a gift that when they tell me something, I'll be able to understand, I'll be able to derive all kinds of new things from it. That's good. And they make the exchange, and now the Ben Melech has this power to be Maven Dovor Mitoch Dovor, and this helps him on the next leg of his journey. When he needs to get to where he has to get to, this is what he needs. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, Kimavura Bahamai Sanal, as is explained in the story there, Ayin Shom, take a look. Ze Bechinas Kriyashma She'oimre Macharkach. This corresponds to the Kriyashma and its brachas, which we say right after Psukei Dezimra, She'oz Oz Mekablim Hizboinenus Hamoichin Ki Yodua. That's when a person receives his brains for the day, his intellect, his seichel for the day. The real Hizboinenus he receives in that section of the Tefillah, the Shema, Ki Yodua Bekavonus, as is known in the writings of the Arizal. She'ikar kabolas hamoichin b'shas kriyashma. The Arizal explains it and shows why and how exactly. That's the section in the tefillah when a person receives a flow of seichel. Ze bechinas ma shezocha acharkach liyos meivin dovor mitoch dovor. And this corresponds to the next phase in the story, the next phase that the Ben Melech goes through, where he becomes a meivin dovor mitoch dovor. Haynu bechinas moichin shemekablim b'shas kriyash makanal. That's phase three. And now we move along. V'acharkach kibel ben hamelech o'emes es hamalucha. K'mo shekos l'sham. And right after that, the Ben Melech finds his way back to the actual kingdom, and he becomes king. He gets back to his rightful place. Ze bechinas tfila shmonesrei. This corresponds to the next final stage of the tefillah, which is Shmoneh Esrei, She'oz Iker Binyan Hamalchus Kiyodua, whereby the Arizal and the Sifrei Kabbalah show us that it's in the Shmoneh Esrei, that's where we're really involved in building up the Malchus, the kingdom. So that corresponds to the next stage in the story where the Ben Melech is restored to his rightful place. Ki Iker Bechinas Malchus Zoichin al yedei tefila shehi bechinas malchus kiyadua, because real malchus one is zoichet to through tefila, which is malchus. We kiyadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, we know that Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, tachas ahavosi yistenuni. They pay me back for the love I show them with hate, and what's my response? Va'ani tefila, I am tefillah. I have nothing else. I have just tefillah. That pasuk, va'ani tefillah, is one of the psukim that's used to show that malchus is tefillah. Tefillah is malchus. Those two go together. And the word tefillah is used especially regarding the Shmon Esrei. That's the essence of tefillah. Even though today we use the word tefillah to be shachriset, but the real, the most accurate translation of the word tefillah applies specifically to Shmon Esrei. So this is why in the Shmon Esrei, that's when we're turning on that light bulb of tefillah. That's when the Ben Melech is being restored to his rightful place. Kial yidei tefillah, moishlin, listen to these words. Kial yidei tefillah, moishlin, b'chol ha'olamos, because through tefillah, a person rules, he receives malchus, he becomes a ruler over all the worlds, umanhigin kol ha'olamos kiritzonai. And the person is given the ability to lead all the worlds the way he wants. That all he receives full authority through tefillah. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, tzaddik moishel beyiras elikim. That the tzaddik rules kaviyochel over Hashem, the Gemara says. The Gemara says over there that Hashem says, I rule over everything. I rule over the plants and the trees and the animals. Me moishel be, who's my boss? Everybody's got to have a boss. Who's my boss? Hashem says, you know, me moishel be, tzaddik. The tzaddik rule, this is the words of Hashem in the Gemara. Hashem says tzaddik. As the pasuk says, tzaddik moishel beyira selikim. The Gemara says over there in Moed Koton, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyzer gzera, vahatzaddik mevatel. Hashem gives the tzaddikim such authority, he gives the tzaddikim the ability to override his gzeros. How? V'hakoyel al yidei tefillah. Look in your chumash. Look, check your local chumash. When Moshe Rabbeinu was mevatel gzeros, how did he do it? With tefillah. Shaydei zeh ikar hamalucha v'hamemshola shel hatzadik emes. That's where the tzadik emes receives his authority, his kingdom, his malchus. The Gemara says, man malki rabbonon. Who are the malachim of Klal Yisrael? The rabbis, they are the kings. Shehu bechinas ben hamelech ho'emes. The tzaddik emes, he's the real ben melech ho'emes. These are very powerful words, all coming straight out of the Gemara, straight out of the Chumash. It's all there. A person can choose to close their eyes to it or to try to twist it into. But this is what the Gemara does say. This is what these psukim say in terms of the level of authority and respect that the tzaddikim have. Paragraph Lamed, Rav Nosson Zal finished the discussion about Shachris. Now he goes back to what he mentioned earlier about the animals. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shekol ho'ovois ho'yuroye behemois. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why all the forefathers of the Jews were shepherds. Why weren't they programming computers? Why weren't they doing other stuff? There's other jobs to do. Hakol b'shvil levarer hachilufanal. All because they were involved in sorting out this switcheroo, this mix-up that took place. Shehu b'chinas ta'aruvas v'chiluf ruach ha'odom b'ruach ha'behemah. The switch that took place as a result of Odom eating from the Eitz Hadas, where man and animal got mixed up together. V'zeh b'chinas dover ha'melech, shohoyo roye behemois. And now we'll understand also, these are our major, the top people in Klal Yisrael. We're talking about the seven shepherds of the Jews. That's what they called Shiva Royim. Dovid HaMelech was a Roya Behemois. Uchsivbe, and the Pasuk says about him, Me'achar Olois Hevioi, Lirois B'Yakov Amoi, that Hashem took Dovid HaMelech from behind the sheep, from behind the Menikos, to appoint him as a shepherd over his sheep, over Hashem's sheep. Ki Dovid Hoyo Oisek Bozeh B'Yoyser, because Dovid HaMelech was the one who played the leading role in this project of sorting out the Odom from the Behemah. Levare Ruach Odom me Ruach HaBehemah. Levare Bechinas Ben HaMelech mi Ben HaShivcho Kanal. V'alkein Zocho Dovid Lemelucho Kanal. And that's why Dovid HaMelech was Zoche to the kingdom. V'alkein Hoyoroya Behemois B'Kiddusha Gedoyla. And therefore, he was involved in taking care of those animals with incredible holiness. Vaideze zocho levare ruach adam me ruach habehema. That helped him to sort out and separate Adam from Behema. Shubachinas biror ben hamelech mi ben hashivcha kanal. V'alkein haideze daika zocho melucha. Talk about training. We know a person, you know, they commandos, super commandos in the army, before they become commandos, they go through a year or two. I just last night saw an article on this topic of the SEALs, the top commandos in the United States of America. They're training for a year. They take them to Antarctica for a couple of days to ice cream, try the different ice creams there, and then they take them into the desert. They take them in all the different places to prepare them for taking on their rightful role in the world, to make them these supermen that can take on any rescue mission, all of these kinds of things. Lahavdil, what was David Amel's preparation to take on the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, the Malchus of Hashem? He's hanging out with the sheep. He's Roya Behemois. And this Rav Nosson Zal shows the secret in this, because this is what's really going on this world. What's really taking place in this world from the time of Adam Arishin until today is that there's been this mix-up between Adam and Behema, and the avoid of the great tzaddikim is to sort it out, and they know what they have to do. They know how to go about it. The Gemara tells a story about Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi was once in a store, and an animal came up, a sheep or something came up and wanted something, and he rejected it. The Gemara says for 13 years he suffered an incredible painful toothache, I think it was something, because of the fact that he showed a lack of rachmanis on that animal. And then the Gemara shows how it was something happened at the end of the 13 years where he had a test like, and he played it right, and that put an end to his 13 years of suffering. Here again, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, the chief rabbi of Klal Yisrael. Our whole Torah Shebal Peh comes from him. You're going to tell me that his life was affected by an animal, by a sheep? And the answer is, here we see that everything around us, this is where the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, the great tzaddikim, had wide-angle vision. There are people that think that a person could only be sitting in a Beis Medrash, and that's it. There isn't anything. That's the world. There is no other world. The answer is the most important thing, and it is an incredible bracha. Those people who have the privilege to sit in a Beis Medrash, the Torah does have everything in it. But it's only the greatest of tzaddikim who could see the entire world in the Torah. There's the story with the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh that a very wealthy person who dealt in cattle and livestock at the time sent a shipment of maybe 1,000 cows, you know, to a distant place, and he didn't receive any kind of communication about what's going on, and he was worried sick. This was a major part of his fortune. And he asked people, who can help me? So somebody said to him, go to the Baal Shem Tov. So he said, the Baal Shem Tov is going to help me with my cows? He can help with anything, everything. He didn't have anybody else to go to, so he figured, here goes, He goes to the Baal Shem Tov, he walks in and he explains his problem, and the Baal Shem Tov says to him, go over to the shelf and bring me the Zohar, bring me the Zohar HaKodesh. Okay, he goes over to the shelf, brings the Zohar, and the Baal Shem Tov looks for a while, he reads a section of the Zohar, closes it, and he nods and said, he's got the answer. So the guy says, you mean my cows are in the Zohar? So the Baal Shem Tov looks at him and says, of course. The Gemara says that Hashem used the Torah as the blueprint for creation. Everything in creation, everything Hashem created is in the Torah. You just have to know how to look and where to look. If a person knows, then of course they can find anything and everything in the Torah. Paragraph Lamed Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas Yaakov. Now we come to Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Shebovois. Shehoyoroye behemois. Bishvil Levarer Nishmas Zivugoi. Yaakov Avinu had a unique mission where he took on a job for 7 years. 7 years of taking care of animals in order to sort out his Zivug. In order to sort out who he was going to marry. Is it Leah? Is it Rachel? Is it both? Is it Bilhah, Zilpah? In order for him to get to his true wife and his true wives, he had to be Roya Behemos. Kamesha Kosuk, as the Pasuk says in Hosea chapter 12, Vayavoid Yisrael Be'isha. Yaakov Avinu worked for a wife. All of that work, all of that taking care of the animals was for a wife. Kamay Shekosov, and as the Torah says, that he said to Lavan, E'evodcho Sheva Shonim Baruchel Bitcho Aktana, I will work for you for 7 years for your younger daughter, Rachel Imenu. What's the connection? What's the connection with the behemois and the wife? Lahavdil. Ki ikar, listen to this carefully. Ki ikar achizas ho'avdus shehuzu amas hanochosh mechaz beho isha beyoser. Because this avdus, this servitude, this slavery, this term avoida, is associated with the woman much more than the man. And we say that with this avdus, where does it come from? It comes from the nochosh, from the snake. It was as a result of the snake's advice in the eight from the eight sadas that Hashem said, you're going to work. You're going to have to be tzovah in teichalena. You're going to have to struggle for parnosa, hard work, the avoida. That avdus came about as a result of this snake. And we showed earlier, a few pages before, we learned that the snake and the eved go together. Because it says Hashem cursed the snake. Oror ato, you are cursed from all the animals. And then later, when Chum did what he did with his father Noach, Hashem said, Oror Kanan, eved avodim yelechon. Your fourth child is going to be cursed. He's going to be a slave and a servant. So we see that eved is bechinas oror, and the nochosh is oror. So we see that nochosh and eved go together. Now Rav Nosson Sal says, who did the nochosh approach? When the nochosh wanted to mess up mankind, who did he go to? He went to Chava. He went to the woman. Why? Because she is closer to avdus than the man is. Ki ikar achizas ho avdus. Because the main hold of this avdus, shehuzu amas hanochosh, which is the tomb of the snake, nechaz beho isha beyoser, is more naturally connected to the woman than to the man. Ki nochosh hitel zuama bechava daika kiyaduka. Because into whom did the nochosh inject his tumma? The Torah says he injected his tumma into Chava specifically, not into Adam. She passed it on to the next generations. So the isha represents avdus. V'alkein mevorchen baboiker sheloya sani eved sheloya sani isha. Now you'll understand the association. Why in the world are those two brachas next to each other? Thank you, Hashem, that I'm not an Eved. Thank you that I'm not an Isha. What does one have to do with the other? Ki zuamas ho'avdus, smucha lo'ho Isha be'yoser. Because this tuma of avdus, of servitude, slavery, is closer to the female than it is to the male. V'shom tzrichin biror yoser. And therefore it requires more refinement. There, the isha requires more of a tikkun, more of a birur in this from this avdus, to be taken out of this avdus. V'alkein nigzar al hoisha, and therefore, what did Hashem say to Chava right after the Eitz Hadas? V'hu yimshoel boch, the man will rule over you, right? That's implying that she is bechinas eved. Shehu bechinas avdus, shetzricho lasis labalo kol hamalochos shehoeved oisal raboi, whereby a woman is required to do for her husband all the things that a servant does for his master, to cook, to clean, to bet, all of those things. V'alkein Yaakov machmas shehoya tzorich lahamid yudbei shiftei ko mito shlema, and therefore this extraordinary individual Yaakov Avinu, who was the one who was given the privilege to bring the 12 tribes into the world, which would be the foundation of Klal Yisrael, al kein huchroch lahapil atzmoi la'avdus, therefore he had to throw himself into avdus, into slavery, servitude, v'lihiyois roya behemois etzalavon, to be taken care of Lavon's animals, ki ein hadin nimtak elo b'sharoshoi. Because we have a rule, we mentioned many times, when you want to sweeten the din, you have to go to the source of that din. You have to go into the lion's den. You have to go all the way into there. Al kein omar. That's why Yaakov Avinu said, "Avodcho sheva shonim baruchel bitcha ktana." I will be eved. I will do avdus for your younger daughter for 7 years. Because by Yaakov Avinu doing his job with incredible holiness, he would succeed at separating the good from the bad, and to subdue, to eliminate the tuma aspect of avdus, and sort out and extract the Odom from the behemoth, al yedei sheyihia roya etzloi, by him serving as a roya, as a shepherd, by Lavan. V'chol ze b'shvil levare mi Lavan hu arami nishma zivugoi shehu nishma srochel. And all of this was to be able to extract from Lavan, the super klipa, sitrachra, to be able to extract from Lavan the soul of his wife, the soul of Yaakov and his wife, meaning Rachel and Leah, kidei lahamid shiftei ko, in order to have the privilege of bringing the 12 tribes into the world. Umachmas sheyodo shelovan hu ramai godol, and because of the fact that Yaakov Avinu knew very well how shrewd Lavan is and how tricky he is, v'hu nechaz beyoser bebechinas heichli atmuros anal. And Lavan is Mr. Heichlei HaTmurais. If there's anyone that's capable of playing switcheroo, it's Lavan. Shemishom ikar horamos shel kol haramoim shechashudin lahachlif, because the Heichlei HaTmurais is the source where all tricksters, all liars, all people who play these games, that's where they draw their knowledge from and their power from. Al kein kofal Yaakov tnoi. That's why Yaakov Avinu was very specific when he spoke to Lavan. V'omar, he said, "Avod choshev Hashanah, I will work for you for 7 years. Baruchel, for Rachel, which Rachel? No, don't switch. Don't bring me another. There's a lot. You're gonna say there's a lot of Rachels. You bring me the Rachel who's 98 years old and she can't see. And you're gonna say, yeah, here's your wife. I want Rachel Bitcha. I want your daughter Rachel. And I know you, Turkey. You can go tomorrow and do a name change. You'll give later." Rachel Bitcho Haktana, your younger daughter Rachel. Yaakov Avinu wanted to make sure there's no chance of any switch here. Kama Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKodesh points out over there, Shedikte Kimoi Kol Kach. Yaakov Avinu was so specific, Kidei Shelo Yachlef Loi Leah Baruchel, so that Lavan shouldn't be able to pull a switch on him. V'chol Zeh Choshash Yaakov. Why was Yaakov Avinu so concerned about this? Because Yaakov Avinu knew that the sin of Adam Rishon had not yet been repaired totally. Which is the cause of the Heichlei HaTmurais. So Yaakov Avinu knew that the Heichlei HaTmurais is still very active. That place of switcheroos is still functioning very, very well. Sheze goyrim, shenishma so'ovois v'ho'imohois, you muravin bein reshoim koela. That's what caused this fact that the souls of the Ovois HaKdoshim, the holiest souls in the Jewish people, Avram Avinu, his soul had to be by Terach, by the worst reshoim in the world, and Leah and Rachel had to be by Lavan, the worst, that the highest levels of holiness were mixed up with the lowest trash, the lowest tuma, the kanal. The Yoda and Yaakov Avinu knew, in addition, Shelovon hu Ramai beYoiser, that Lavan takes the cake. He's the real. He's Mr. Rama. He's Mr. Trickster. V'nechas beYoiser bebchinas Heichlei HaTmurais. He's the one who has the strongest connection to the Heichlei HaTmurais. Al kein hu choshud beYoiser. Therefore, he is the one who is most suspect al hachilof for pulling the switch. Alkein kofal tnoi imoi, therefore he doubled and tripled his condition. You know, he made it super clear. Beyoser va'omar, he said, evodcha baruchel bitcho haktana, kamash perish Rashi, as Rashi says. V'afal pikein, and despite all of Yaakov Avinu's efforts and all of his knowledge, lebesoif loy hoyil, in the end, it didn't help. It didn't work. Shaharei rimohu, because Lavan did end up tricking him. Ki kol kach hisgaber horamos shel Lavan shubchin es hechli atmurais. The trickery of Lavan was so powerful, meaning the hechel atmurais at that time was so powerful, ad sherima es Yaakov, to the point where he was able to fool and trick Yaakov Avinu, vehechlefloi Leia barochel, and switch Leia for Rochel. So a person would say, what's the big deal? They're both nice Jewish girls. What's the problem? So what? So they wait another day. Have this one Monday, this one too. Maze, what's the end of the world here? Wait till you find out. Shechiluf zeh goram hamachloikis shebein ashvotim. That little switch is what made it possible for there to be enmity among the tribes, for the whole fight between the Shvotim, Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers, v'chalukas malchus beis David, and the split in the kingdom of David HaMelech, that they split off, that Yeravam ben Avot, who came from Yosef, took over 10 tribes, and Yehuda ben Yamin were 2 tribes, u'mechiras Yosef, and the sale of Yosef HaTzadik, all of that was programmed by Lavan. Ki im hoyonoisi es rochel tchila, because had Yaakov Avinu married Rachel first and then Leah, hoyo Yosef yoytzei tchila, then Yosef would have been born first. V'hoyo b'choyer mamesh, he would have been the actual firstborn. Loy hoyu mekanim boyechov kol kach, and then his brothers couldn't have been that jealous of him, because everybody knows the b'choyer gets a double portion. Everybody has to accept that. Because then it would have been much more obvious to them. They would have seen clearly his greatness, that he's the Bechor and he's the Tzaddik. But it's because of this little game that Lavan played, that Lavan did a little switch over here. That's what made it possible for the brothers of Yosef HaTzaddik to be mistaken about him. V'savru she'eino yishemes. And they thought he's lying. What was this guy making a? Who is he? He's nothing. He ain't the Bechor. Who is he? What's he making himself like? He's the top. V'niskanu boy al she'oviv mechavavoy mekarva b'yoser. And they became envious of him, jealous of him, when they saw his father showing him favoritism, when they saw Yaakov Avinu treating him special. V'goram hamachloikis kol kach. And this caused such an incredible split between them, at shemachruhu levet, to the point where they said, we know what to do here. We're going to make him this great king here. This guy who's announcing himself, he's king of everybody. He's going to be evet. We're going to make him into an evet. Shaydezeh nizgalgel adovor v'yordu avoyseinu l'mitzrayim, which resulted in the entire Jewish nation going into avdus, becoming evet. And it's known in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sforim that this was also the cause of the split that took place after Shlomo HaMelech, when his son took over, Rechavam, who came from Shevet Yudah, and he didn't play his cards right, and the people disliked him, and suddenly there's a split in Klal Yisrael. There's Yosef and Yehuda. There's Yeravam ben Avot coming from Yosef HaTzadik, and there's the family tree of David HaMelech coming from Shevet Yehuda. Shaydezeh nechrav ha-Beis HaMikdosh, which resulted in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh, v'golinu me'artzenu, and we were exiled from our land. U'kimuva b'sforim, and as is brought in Sforim, ma'shegoram lovon hu'arami al-yidei achiluf hanal, the incredible, incredible damage that Lavan caused by his little switch that he did. The haklal, the fact is, shekol hatzorois shel Yisrael nimshochim mibchinas hachilov shel hechle atmuras hanal, that all the suffering of the Jewish people throughout all the generations comes from that hechle atmuras, comes from this switch, this problem that took place during the time of Adam and Chava, the switch of Adam and Behema, and all these switches throughout the generation. Sheu bechinas hachilov shel ben hamelech hanal. Just like we have in the story, where the prince gets switched for the ben hashivcha, shehu bechinas kol hachilufim vashinuim sheyesh bechol dor vador at sheyovoi moshiach tzidkenu b'mehera b'yamenu. And this is the source and the cause of all the switches that take place throughout all the generations, where again, the non-Jews versus the Jews, the non-religious Jews versus the religious Jews. And among the religious Jews, the machlokes, where those who are supposed to be on bottom are on top, and those who are supposed to be on top are on bottom. All of that, all comes from this Hechli Atmurois, Ad Shiovoi Mashiach Tzekem, Amen, until Mashiach will come, V'yevarer HaKol. He will sort it all out completely. V'kol Echod Al Mekoymoi Yovoi B'Sholoim. And each and every single person, each and every single thing will be put in its proper place in peace. Amen. Rav Nosal concludes this section of Halacha, and now he's going to go back and touch a little bit more on Chanukah that we had earlier.